So, you're wondering which foods to avoid when you're pregnant? Well, that tells me that you've just found out the good news. Yay! I'm so happy for you. It's an exciting and happy time. But I know that it can also be very overwhelming. One of the first questions that new mamas ask me is which foods they need to avoid. So in today's video, I'm going to reveal my list of the 21 most important foods to avoid when pregnant and when you can eat them again. Stay tuned. Hello. If this is our first time connecting, welcome. My name is Melanie McGrice and I'm a fertility and prenatal dietitian. I help couples boost their fertility and give their babies the best possible start in life with the power of good food. Now make sure that you subscribe to my channel if you haven't already done so and connect with me on my socials. You can find all of my handles in the description box below this video. So although I usually like to focus on what to eat instead of on what to avoid, I know that when you are newly pregnant, your first goal is to simply ensure that you're protecting your little bubba from harm. So let's get onto my list. In no particular order, number one is alcohol. So although technically not a food, it is really important to avoid because not only can it cause fetal alcohol syndrome, but emerging research has linked alcohol to increased anxiety levels in babies. Secondly, is foods that are over their use-by date. Now, it may sound obvious, but now that you're pregnant, if you're unsure, throw it out. Next is ham. Now, it's a common sandwich filler because it's so quick and easy, but it does have a high listeria risk, and it's not that rich in nutrition anyway, to be honest. So replace it with tinned tuna. Next is salami. And in addition to having a high listeria risk, salami is really high in saturated fat, so give it a miss. Raw meat. Now, I love sashimi and beef carpaccio as much as the next person, but the listeria risk is just too high during pregnancy. Once you've given birth, then you can eat these foods again. Next is pate. Now, pate is high in vitamin A, which can cause toxicity during pregnancy. It's also another high listeria risk. So even though it is yummy, wait until you're holding your little one in your arms. The next one on my list is chilled prawns. Now, this is another of my favorite foods too. Prawns are also really rich in nutrition, particularly protein and omega-3, but they are a high listeria risk. So if you're going to eat them, all you have to do is make sure that you serve them steaming hot. Next is chicken stuffing. Now, if you want to eat chicken stuffing, you'll need to make sure that it's cooked completely separately and, again, serve it hot. Next is camembert. Now, to eat camembert cheese, ensure that it's cooked to over 75 degrees Celsius, which is 170 degrees Fahrenheit, and eat it immediately. But be careful not to burn your tongue. Now, unfortunately, brie and blue vein cheeses are also in the no-go zone. The next one is bocconcini. Now, although this is slightly higher in kilojoules, I recommend swapping bocconcini for parmesan because it's a much safer option during pregnancy. The next cheese is ricotta. So here you can just simply replace ricotta with cottage cheese. Now it still has some risk, but it's not nearly as high as ricotta, and just make sure that you eat it within 2 days of opening the pack. Next one on my list is soft serve ice cream. Now instead of indulging yourself in some soft serve ice cream, what I'd recommend is to treat yourself to a delicious and creamy yogurt instead. Number 13 is mayonnaise. Both mayonnaise and its cousin aioli contain raw eggs, which have a high risk of bacteria, so avoid them during pregnancy. Which brings me to undercooked eggs. So although a runny egg yolk can be delicious, it can also be a breeding ground for the bacteria Salmonella, which can be harmful to your unborn baby. To reduce your risk, just simply ensure that your eggs are well cooked during pregnancy. Number 15 is alfalfa sprouts and mung beans. So basically all sprouts should be avoided during pregnancy. Number 16 is unwashed produce. So the surface of unwashed or unpeeled fruits and veggies can be affected by unwanted bacteria. So during pregnancy, it's safest to give them a quick wash before consuming and make sure to store them in the fridge. Next is store-bought fruit juice. So when fruit juice is sitting in the store for weeks on end, it gives bacteria the chance to grow. It also decreases the nutritional content. So if you do want fruit juice, simply squeeze your own and drink it immediately. Next on the list is soft drinks and diet soft drinks. I've lumped these into one. Whether drinks are sweetened with sugar or alternative sweeteners, emerging research suggests that they can increase your bubba's risk of weight issues and metabolic syndrome down the track. So stick to water or milk. Number 19 is foods containing excess sugar. In general, foods that are high in refined sugar, such as chocolate, cakes, and biscuits, should be avoided during pregnancy, as you need to be focusing on nutrient-rich foods instead. Number 20 is flake, which is high in mercury. So if buying fish and chips, order fish such as barramundi or flathead instead of flake. And finally, number 21 are herbal teas. Now, herbal teas are medicinal, which means that they can impact the health of you and your baby. So check out my video on which herbal teas are safe during pregnancy. Phew! Well, now that you know what not to eat during pregnancy, download my free meal plan so that you know what you can eat. Just go to www.melaniemcgrice.com/pregnancy. Then check out my website for more nutritious and delicious pregnancy recipes. I look forward to seeing you in my next video. I stuffed that up there. I don't know what I've written. That's a bit strange. Yes. Sorry, do you know what number we're up to by any chance? No, that's not right either.